From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The death toll from Typhoon Hato has risen to at least 12. It's the most powerful storm to hit the southern China region around Hong Kong in more than half a century. Macau said at least 8 people were killed, including 2 men found overnight in a parking garage. Another 153 were listed as injured amid extensive flooding, power outages, and the smashing of doors and windows by the high winds and driving rain. By Thursday, a weaker Hato was moving into China's Guangxi region. U.S. President Donald Trump issued an appeal for a more unified nation during a speech Wednesday in Reno, Nevada, saying it's time to heal the wounds that divide us.
We are one people with one home and one great flag.
Remarks come one day after Trump used divisive speech in Phoenix, Arizona, to lash out at the news media again for its coverage of his response to deadly violence at a recent protest organized by neo-Nazis and white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia. Trump was broadly criticized for blaming both sides for the violence in which a 32-year-old Heather Heyer was killed when a man associated with the white nationalists plowed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley met Wednesday with the head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Agency to discuss Iran's compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal it signed with Western countries. U.S. President Donald Trump has routinely criticized the deal and threatened to cancel it. Reports from the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency show that Iran seems to be in compliance with the deal. This is VOA News. Britain is planning to escape the direct jurisdiction of the European Union Court of Justice, but using the word direct has drawn accusations the court would still have some influence, going against one of the Brexiteers' main demands. Lucy Fielder has the story.
Britain plans to escape the direct jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice after Brexit. The use of the word direct in Wednesday's proposals from the UK government, drawing accusations it has changed tack, watering down its main aim of taking back control of British laws by accepting the EU court would still have some influence. Pro-Brexit lawmakers say the European court has sucked power from Britain's courts and parliament. Britain's pro-Brexit Justice Minister Dominic Raab saying Westminster and the EU might appoint arbiters or a third party to deal with bones of contention. The dispute on the role of the European Court or ECJ has held up progress in Brexit talks on other crucial issues, such as guaranteeing the rights of expatriates after Britain leaves in 2 years' time.
That is reporter Lucy Fielder.
A Guinea Ministry of Security spokesman said on Wednesday 10 people died in a mudslide when a landfill site collapsed on houses Monday. Rescuers were still on the scene a day later looking for survivors. Up to 10 people were also injured. The incident occurred in the morning at the Dar es Salaam neighborhood after an overnight deluge of torrential rain. The spokesman for the Ministry of Security said 9 bodies had been recovered on Tuesday and a 10th victim, a young girl, was found Wednesday morning. Shifting rainfall patterns, rampant deforestation, and expanding urban populations are increasing the risk of deadly mudslides across West and Central Africa.
Panamanian Ambassador Miguel Mejia addressed Venezuelans gathered outside his country's embassy in Caracas on Wednesday. Venezuelans hoping to travel, study, and visit relatives in Panama expressed concern that the measure could impact their plans. On Tuesday, Panama's President Juan Carlos Ferreira said a visa requirement would take effect on October 1st and remain in place until democratic order was restored in Venezuela. The announcement was made just a few days after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Panama. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak will visit Washington on September 12th at the invitation of President Donald Trump. A White House statement says the two leaders will discuss ways to bolster ties that expand regional cooperation. The visit marks the 60th anniversary of bilateral ties. Malaysia's relations with the U.S. has warmed after Najib took office in 2009, but became strained following a massive corruption scandal 2 years ago that implicated Najib and a state investment fund he founded. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.